Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Debo Getty, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. Well, you know what? We're heading into what, Terry?
Turkey Day.
Ooh, and followed by
a rocket to Christmas
and New Year's and holy mackerel. It's going to be 2011 before we can even think about it. Wow. So, what do we want to do? We want to make certain that our listeners keep their pets safe this holiday season.
Yep. Holidays are a dangerous time for pets, and people get caught up in the moment, don't think about it.
And they're stressful for pets too.
Yeah, stress is another thing.
Yeah. So, guys, you know, just for starters, think about all the stuff you're going to be having in your own home, and think about your dogs, cats too, but dogs, because it's Bark Radio, not Meow Radio. But think about...
We have cat protesters outside.
Yeah, little picket signs. Anyway, think about the guests that you're going to have in your home, the parties you're going to have, and just think about keeping Fido kind of maybe out of the mainstream of your parties, at least for part of the time. Just notice if company stresses him out, you know? And have a safe room for him where he can go and have a chewy and just nap and ignore all the 100 human beings in your home.
Because it's a crazy time. There's lots of strangers. There's lots of different things. So you're going to have different plants, different trees, activities going on. And, you know, if you're stressed, the dog's going to read your energy.
Absolutely. So just make sure that you have that set-aside place for your dog. Yep. And your dog can tell you best if he's stressed. Just watch his body language.
Yeah.
And if you've got, you know, Mr. Friendly Dog who loves to socialize, then fine. You know, he can be part of it. But we have some things you just need to be thinking about, things that can harm your dog during the holidays.
Yeah. One of the big things that I always think about is dogs, well, any time of year, don't need to be in the kitchen when you're cooking something. They especially don't need to be in the kitchen when you're cooking something like a frozen turkey. If you drop a turkey on a dog, it will, at the very least, injure it severely.
And possibly...
And possibly kill it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I never would have thought of that. But those suckers can get rolling, or you can be moving it from one place to the other and flap.
Yeah, slide off the counter. I mean, anything. The dog doesn't need to be out there. Or if you knock a pot off or whatever, you don't want to scold the dog with, you know, boiling water or, you know, fresh cooked potatoes or anything else. I mean, you just don't want to... Invite
so,
that.
So start now with, you know, train your dogs that they're not allowed in the kitchen when you're cooking. You know, they can be have their little toes right on the threshold.
That's how our dogs are.
Right. And that can be a nice downstay game for them. But, yeah, keep them safe.
Yeah. There's no need to have them in the kitchen.
Absolutely not. Another thing that we always talk about this time of year are toxic plants.
Yeah.
There are a gazillion of them. And at Christmas, examples are...
Poinsettia, mistletoe... the Christmas tree needles aren't poison, but they can be pokey on the intestines.
Yeah, so ingesting them is not a good idea if you're a dog.
Yeah, not good. You also don't want to let them drink the water out of the Christmas tree thing, because it can either be stagnant or it can get chemicals in it from the tree if it was treated with pesticides.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't want that.
Yeah, so you kind of want some distance between your Christmas tree and your dog. Wagging tails...
ornaments go pew.
Bingo. So my advice to you folks is put your non-breakable ornaments up to the point that you're at doggy tail height.
Yeah.
And then the breakable ones above doggy tail height.
Yeah, plastic at the bottom. That's
yes,
always a good rule.
Little
for little
ones.
Kids, too, that works pretty well.
And think about this, too. It depends on how big your tree is. If your dog can get under it or behind it, you might want to anchor it to the wall. Because if you have a large dog, or even a medium-sized dog, and they get back there having a party, it could come crashing down. And not only potentially injure your dog, but really kind of muck up your Christmas celebration.
Yeah. Yeah. Put a curve on that.
Yeah. And all the cords, the extra cords
electrical
with the lights
cords,
and stuff. Just, if you've got a young dog, especially.
Who likes to chew, that'd be bad.
Be wary. Yeah.
The one thing that I just learned about was on snow globes. I didn't realize, like the ones you put, you know, a little snowman in them and you shake them and they put antifreeze in those.
Oh, good grief.
I didn't know that.
And that's so poisonous to dogs.
You don't want, if for some reason you break one, make sure to keep the dog out of it.
Because antifreeze tastes sweet.
Yes.
And they will lap it up.
Yep. And then you'll have kidney failure and...
Bad things.
Maybe the dog will survive, but it's hard telling. Depends how much they get.
Man, really bad. Okie dokie. What else here? There are a gazillion, again, you know, back to ornaments and wrapping paper and all the stuff you decorate your house with. Dogs ingest anything, so be aware. You know, if you have that cute little train set up, you know, if you have a young dog, you might want to not allow your dog near that. Put it behind a barrier or something, because just think about that choo-choo train and that dog going, oh, I can retrieve that. That could get really, really ugly.
Well, it might be funny for some people.
Hey, not so much.
You know, the other thing, going back to the kitchen, because we realized that, you know, the dog's nose knows, and all the stuff that's going in the garbage is nothing but tasty treats to them.
Absolutely.
So either, you know, pet-proof containers for your garbage, or making sure the garbage gets taken out, because you don't know what they'll get into once they hit that. And dogs eat largely on smell, not taste. So
absolutely.
You know, they could be eating paper and plastic parts just because it was touched by the turkey skin.
Oh, they could be, you know, if you've got cans that have been opened with a can opener.
Oh,
think
yeah.
about that.
Stick their nose in that or tongue.
Yeah. Owie, 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 owie.
That would be bad.
So the other thing that you can do with those trash cans, folks, and if you have a dog who likes to get into your trash can, put it behind a door, like in a closet, under a sink, something, so they just don't have that option. Because eventually, even great dogs, if it smells good enough, are going to be tempted.
I think an important one that we talk about a lot, regardless of time of year, is knowing the poison control number.
Oh, yes.
Always good to have that in your phone. Speed dial it, just in case. The ASPCA has a great setup. It does cost you a few dollars, but it's been well worth it. I've used it myself.
Absolutely. And the great thing about that is if you think something has gotten into your dog that is not good for him or her, if you call your vet, well, probably, first of all, it's going to happen when your vet's not open. It's going to happen night, weekend, holiday. So then you would call the emergency vet, and what happened with you, Terry, the emergency vet said, call the poison control hotline.
Yeah.
So just go straight to it.
Eliminate the middleman.
And they're great because they have an awesome database. And if it's something that's a product, they'll look it up in their database and be able to tell you immediately what to do.
Right. And they have vets on
right there.
Staff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we probably skimmed over stress a little bit.
We did. We need to revisit that.
Yeah, we need to revisit that because there's, you know, there's a lot of products out there that'll help.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
We've talked to some folks that use lavender for a lot of things with their dogs. Zen Paws, I think, was them, right?
Yes, Zen Paws, ZENPAWZ.com. They have some lavender products.
Yep. Pillows and sprays and all kinds
of good
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that works great.
And another one is our favorite musician, Lisa Spector, and her calming music through a dog's ear.
Yeah, really good products. And that'll help, you know, calm that dog down
and
regardless
you too.
Of what's going on. Yeah, I suspect. Yeah. Probably won't hurt.
Lavender's good for humans. Good music is good for humans. Yes, it's a win-win. Let's see. If you're going to board your dog during any of the upcoming holidays, you know, if you wait till the last minute, you may not find a boarding facility that can take your dog. They get really full up during the holidays. So plan ahead. If you're going to travel, what are you doing with your dogs and your cats? You know, if an option is to have a house sitter or a dog sitter, that's great. But again, plan ahead of time, folks. You don't want to be left out in the cold or for Fido to be left out in the
cold. Yeah, it could be a very different type of Christmas if you don't plan ahead.
Not a good one. Not a good
I know
one.
Around here, most of the places by Thanksgiving are already booked for Christmas or close to it. So
absolutely. Another one, candles.
Yeah.
Don't put them at dog nose height. Not,
that
please.
Would be bad.
You get the picture. Just don't do that. keep them up high. Let's see. Anything else, Terry?
Well, I think that's a pretty good start. There's a ton of resources out there.
We'll link you to some of them.
Yeah, we just skimmed over some of the ones that, you know, came to mind. But, you know, common sense plays a big role in keeping your pet safe.
Keep them safe. Keep them happy. And don't give them a lot of your human food from your holiday table. A little bit is fine, but too much and you're going to have doggy diarrhea, and that's not going to be a
happy
thing.
That's not a good party thing.
No, never. So, folks, have great holidays. Enjoy your dogs. Enjoy your guests. And keep everybody safe and happy.
All right. See you, folks.